There's a little bit of history. The strongest earthquake I can remember, that we've certainly felt anyway. Jerome Hunter, I wonder whether he felt the earthquake, and I hope Barb Rader's okay. Good morning, Jerome. How are you?
All right. I thought it was my knees shaking with all the pressure today.
Exactly right. How did the horses handle it? Were you near any of them?
Yeah, we had horses in the tie-up stalls, and the whole stable shook a bit. But no, it only lasted for about 5 seconds for us.
It's quite remarkable. Anyway, well, I bet you're hoping the ground starts to shake as well with Barb Rader in front in the Oaks preview today. How is she?
She's well. She got through her race. It was virtually a track gallop last start, so pretty confident. What she's put in last start, she's leading into today. She hasn't skipped a beat, so we're very happy going into the race.
She was, as you said, a track gallop. She showed a beautiful turn of foot. Craig Williams on board. He was kind to her the last little bit. She's by Rebel Raider. Have you always thought that she was an Oaks filly in the making?
That's what I had planned. You know, everyone's got these plans. And look, we're halfway there. And it's all about just trying to keep it together so we can have a runner in the Oaks. It'd be fantastic to win the Oaks, but It's hard enough for a small stable like us just to have a runner in it.
Absolutely. Are you feeling a little bit of the pressure? We're a long way from the Oaks, but this is the big first step. Are you excited? Are you a little bit nervous about what the next few weeks could hold for you and the team?
No, look, I'm excited. That she's shown enough ability. I don't think, at the end of the day, she's either up to it or she's not, and we'll know that with each step. We've still got about 6 weeks to go, so I'm sure there's other horses that are going to come out of the woodwork. You know, there was a good win of Danny O'Brien's horse yesterday at Kyneton and stuff like that. So, you know, look, if she keeps on, we raise the bar and she keeps on showing that she's good enough and she can stay, I'm just more excited than nervous.
She shows good speed. She races up on the pace. Where would you like to see her today? And have you got any concerns about how she conserves her energy? Is she nice and relaxed usually?
She's nice and relaxed. She has the earmuffs on to keep her that way. And just the way she travels, like last start they went very slow and she just popped behind them. So I'm not really worried. I think she'll be up on the speed. And just see how the track plays, because the rail out is out quite a bit. Craig said the best thing about her is he can put her anywhere and she falls asleep.
Well, having someone like Craig Williams involved would give you a lot of confidence. What's the expectations today, Jerome? Do you think if she puts in a performance like she does at Sandown, she's a $1.90 favourite, the punters and the bookmakers expect her to win, do you?
Look, I hope she wins. I expect her to go just as good. You get a lot of these horses and you see that they've run midfields over 1,400, 1,200. I don't think you'll see the best of these horses, you know, the other horses that trainers have got until they're up to their suitable distance. And she certainly showed over the mile, she ran that out well, and I can't see her next 200 metres slowing her down.
Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.